Thank you for being there. It will give me so much pleasure convey to you how beautiful what we are doing, how brave it is. This week we get to explore, as Silvio said, the food of the mind, how we feed our emotion, the beautiful ones, whose of serenity, of peace, of affection, how we nourish our thought, depending on the food we ingest of the mind, depending on the various impulses. I would like to ask you to enter into this listening with ourself through relaxation, if you can, if you have the condition. The best things will be a mat, like yoga or Pilates, that you can lie on the floor, where you can stretch out on your back, and otherwise a sofa is fine, a bed. But doesn't stay, if possible, on something unstable, like a wheelchair, because you need stability. Because the idea is of entrusting the body to the heart. Therefore, find a situation that allows us to listen, but also to relax, and where you can also listen with ease, with exploration, and we are doing together just a feeling of abandonment and also the solidity of the heart. The heart that welcome us. We are not frightened. If precisely because of the abandonment we feel a little resistance, it's very natural when we give ourselves these rests so particular, then we discover why it is so particular. The small gesture of closing our eyes, of gently squinting them, and enter into this affectionate listening, not because we had something affectionate, but affectionate because we are not asking anything of these rests. We are not giving ourselves this moment of intimacy to obtain something else. We don't need to improve ourselves, to adjust ourselves. We are discovering a freedom that is always with us. That is why we let ourselves embrace the hurt. The body is like a gift offered to the hurt that doesn't ask us to have a relaxed body, a quiet mind, because the heart support us just as we are. Let us give ourselves permission to recognize that there is a place, in particular a part of the shoulders, also contact with the sacred, a part of the leg, a part of the body, not the whole body, in which this encounter with hurt. This is precisely courageous letting go. Precisely thanks to this surrender is possible the discovery of the small resistance, of the subtle resistance, that which cannot yet really own, is recognized by the intelligence of the body, by the intelligence of the breath, is recognized and inhabited. It's not a doing, a meditating, it is a hollowing. It is something that happens naturally, precisely because the gift of breath, the gift of this intelligence that inhabited, that recognize, is that of caring, without needing our tricks of meditation, of our little stratagems, methods. It is an intimensis, a natural fission. A fission is born when we ask nothing of the other. This freedom we are offering ourselves, we are offending ourselves. The right to exist, just as we offer to this small tension or subtle resistance. Perhaps in other situation we would have set out to adjust this small resistance. Now we allow ourselves to rest inside. Lulled by breath, we dare to rest in the intensity of the small agitation, tension, twist, allowing the breath in a natural way to take care of this discomfort, pain, and we might discover that not only is it not our enemy. By his request for attention, of care, that we have always ignored, or even we have tried to silence, to eliminate these little nuisances that we have always tried to eliminate, that we have always tried to exclude. Now we dare to rest together, like a mother who, without doing anything, rests with her child. It's a small imagine, but very precise. The mother listens among the many sounds just when she allows herself a moment of silence. You can hear the baby's cry of the baby and thus is in a natural way. A mother brings to herself the tense little body, aching body. Mother and child rest together without doing anything. Mommy's energy pervades little by little the small tense body, contract, aching, without needing to do, with a natural affection that demands nothing. It's a loving that becomes contact, that becomes resting together, breathing together, a new relationship with ourselves, a relationship of respect. The open body, the closed body, daring to rest together, the courage to feel this incredible without having to do. Just rest and let oneself be massaged. Let oneself be caressed by the gentle waves of natural breath, without the need for a new theory, without the need for belief, without the need for a method. This rests so deep, natural, that one doesn't have the need to exclude anything, not even this place, that the brave recognize that is cannot yet rest. So vast is this rest, so simple is it, as to allow to exist. In this way, the brief can take care of it, without the need for our tricks, of our methods. Is an affection that breathes, then we don't demand anything. We don't need to adjust, to eliminate. What remains, it's a natural affection, a respect, a rest, in which body and heart and also the mind can return little by little and into harmony, and harmony is healing. This gentle massage that happens right here in the place where a small discomfort arises, and uneasiness. This place that requests care, attention. This place that has been rejected, that we have tried to fix the small tension, the small pain and the small effort to adjust as product even more discomfort when this fatigue of adjusting, life of adjusting, sensation, ourselves, our, when this fatigue of the continuous futile attempt to adjust can be recognized in the muscle, in tendons, in the joints, in the neck, in the shoulder, in the pelvis, then in this same feeling of fatigue, of effort that drive us home, invite us to come back here where there is already that peace, that wealth that we are trying to fix or trying to fix in resolving, in understanding. Here there is already that respect, that intimacy, that affection hidden in the closest place of breathe itself is written in certain texts in the Christian tradition, that place that is always with us, so simple that it can be understood, grasped, the place where life dwells. Here, in the heart of this small sensation, so long reject, fixed, unloved, and the perception of this fatigue itself, accompany in us, in the easy, in the place of rest, in the place of healing. Here he is now, let us give ourselves permission to remain in listening. This is a very, very particular. The body that little by little open up. We might discover that something was beginning to settle without knowing what. Let us give in ourselves plenty of time to return to the sitting posture without fear of loving ourselves, even if it sound a bit new agey. Let us give ourselves the possibility that even these moments be with respect and with listening. Here is now it I would like to propose to enter in the exploration of this impulse. This experience that we have together, I would like to ask you to take our mobile phone and open it. We place it in front of us, a simple contemplation. Thanks to this sensitivity, we allow ourselves an open body, soft, without opening and control message. This is the challenge. We remain in listening with this instrument from which we receive so much information. So some things feed us, some don't, some are meant to deceive time. We keep in touch with this object that is so important in our lives. We recognize as we explore the open body and the closed body, we try to remain always anchored to what happens in the body, to what we feel when the body opens and closes. A lot of intuition can be born in this being inside and outside. The way out is in the solution. The way out is is an insight that also give us back the outside. Let us try to open it without losing ourselves in the contest, because there is an inhabited body. Thanks to this sensitivity, this listening, this respect, we don't get to catch up in the content. We also explore what we usually do. Be with WhatsApp, Telegram, we need face news. We discover we can inhabit it. The echo of this sense emotion of this inhabited body. Recognize, we see how it begins to twist by reading some news. It's very subtle what we are doing. Let us do it without judgment, without rejecting anything. Truly, we do it, remaining in affection, in respect. We stay a few moments, we hand closing our eyes to hear the echo of the exploration in the body, and we find the body more open, more tense, more serene behind the fact wherever it's right or not. We are only discovering how we are when we offer ourselves to this wealth of mental stimulation.